This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're tuned in to the Market Podcast, where we'll be giving you all the updates of what transpired in the market this past week and what to look forward to in the coming week. To do just that, I have Money Control editor Santosh Nair with me. Hi and welcome to the show, Santosh.
Hi, Jerome. Pleasure to be here.
Our first show of 2020. What exactly happened in the first week of 2020 in the market?
So, Jerome, it's been a good start to the year as far as the stock market bulls are concerned. We did see some bit of profit taking today. That was largely due to the surge in crude oil prices because of the U.S. airstrike in Iraq, which has killed Iranian Major General Qasem Soleimani and also a top Iraqi militia commander. So oil could be one of the dominant themes, at least in the short term.
Okay.
On the positive side, we are seeing that the rally is now beginning to gain breadth. So while the Sensex and Nifty were up a little over 1% for the week, we saw a fair bit of interest in small and mid-cap stocks. The mid-cap index was up close to 4% and the small-cap index was up close to 5% for the week. There was a good action in bank stocks as well, with the bank Nifty gaining 1.4% for the week. So a fairly broad-based rally, but still the broader trend remains the same. Much of the action is happening in the heavyweight stocks.
Okay.
The news from the economy is largely grim. You're seeing some positive data points here and there, but by and large, the overall news flow is fairly negative.
Okay. Indeed, with oil prices, in case they soar now, they did soar 4% at the start of the day. In case they soar now, it will be a problem and those prices would be pushed on to the customers?
So, inflation has been steadily inching up.
Okay.
So far, oil prices, at least at the retail level, have remained steady. But if oil prices continue to climb, the government may have little option but to pass it on to the consumers.
Right.
The only other way is probably to take a hit themselves by cutting the excise duty and absorbing the increase in cost. But this has been a very difficult year for the government.
Right.
Also, tax collections have been quite weak, nowhere near what was projected. So it's most likely that despite it being an unpopular move, they may have to pass it on. Invariably, oil companies will, it's a matter of time before oil companies hike prices. So this could come as a major sentiment dampener.
Right. Santosh, and now that we are, the economy rather, is not that great. In the budget, could things change?
So one of the major expectations from the government is that it should try and cut personal tax rates, so that individuals are left with more money in the hands. The finance minister has made a series of big announcements over the last few months. So in terms of big spending, I think most of the announcements have already come through. So not sure how much more the budget can do. But this personal, the cut in personal tax rates should probably make a difference. In September, the government did cut corporate tax rates.
Right.
That's helped companies. Many of them reported good numbers for the September quarter. But as many analysts point out, what has happened is, even though companies' net profit did go up, they have not used the additional money to expand capacity because demand is quite weak at this point.
Okay.
Also, in industries where there is stiff competition, you know, the larger players typically tend to cut the prices because now they have the room to cut prices. So the smaller players too are forced to do that. So it has not resulted in any major savings. Even otherwise, the benefits of this move will only be seen in a few months from now. For the time being, what most experts are saying is that probably the government now needs to cut personal tax rates. That could be done either in the budget or outside the budget. But that's something that's the need of the hour.
Exactly, Santosh. You know, a lot of people are expecting that. Now, moving back to the week, what were the takeaways or the best, the top business developments in the week?
So, mostly dominated by news from the macro front. Now, GST revenue collections rose to a little over 1 lakh crore in December. This was the second consecutive month that the government has been able to collect 1 lakh crore. Now, this has not been mainly due to increase in economic activity. What the government is trying to do is it's been trying to plug the leakages, and to some extent it has been successful. So this is largely an outcome of that. Okay. But on the whole, the news from the macro front has not been all that inspiring. Core sector output has contracted for the fourth month in a row. So it contracted by 1.5% in November. Fiscal deficit has hit 115% of the budget estimate in November. In some positive news, current account deficit has narrowed to about 0.9% of the GDP during the September quarter, and manufacturing PMI has expanded to 52.7% in December. The finance minister also announced about 102 lakh crore of infrastructure projects, which included the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail. So these projects are aimed at helping India become a $5 trillion economy by 2025. These are all part of that. Banks have been cutting their rates, lending rates. However, transmission continues to be very slow compared to what the RBI has been doing. That's because most banks are trying to shore up their bottom lines. Money Control did have a story by one of our correspondents where it showed that on a 20 lakh loan, despite SBI cutting its home loan rates, the saving is not more than, is just about 300 rupees, which is doesn't really make a difference. The problem, if you see, as far as the real estate sector goes, is more about unaffordable property prices, not so much about the cost of the loans. Besides, there's not much activity in the economy. You're not seeing jobs being added. So all those factors are very clearly there. December auto sales continue to disappoint. The problems of the sector still continues. Monthly sales were quite weak. Interestingly, steel companies appear to be doing well. SAIL recorded a 47% jump in December sales. Coal India's production was up by 7% in December. Some of the media stocks were under pressure because of the TRAI's decision to set 160 rupees as the ceiling for all channels available on distributor platform. This has been done with the intention of protecting consumers from rising costs.
All right. Santosh, I came across some interesting data on gold. The thing was that imports declined by almost 12% in comparison to 2018. And yet people were considering that as a safe haven, and people did want to, you know, invest in gold. Then why do you think was there a decline in imports?
One reason probably could be that you have more of the gold now coming in through unofficial channels.
Okay.
Probably smuggling has increased. That could be one possible reason. Clearly, it's very hard to see Indians not buying gold.
Right.
So this could be one of the reasons. Nothing else explains that.
All right, Santosh. And what do we look forward to in the coming week?
So as far as data points are concerned, so there is the services PMI, which will be announced on Monday. Then there are IIP, which will be IIP for November, that will be announced on January 10th. So far, the numbers have been quite disappointing. Besides, all eyes will be on crude prices and the geopolitical tensions unfolding in the coming week or over the next few weeks. That will clearly influence the overall sentiment in world markets.
All right. Santosh, thank you so much for all these updates.
Thanks, Jerome. It was a pleasure being on the show.
With that, we wrap this episode of the Market Podcast. In case you have any query or in case you want Santosh to answer anything of relevance to the market, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.